president is in the CIA. We have good, reliable information. Already Dr. Freed is working for us, and the strong indication is. So you don't assume that your relatives, just because they come, are interested in you. After all, where do they get all their money from? Did you know they have that much money to travel around? So you're careful no matter who you talk to, right? What would you do with Isn't People's Temple or Church Group? Isn't People's Temple a church group? What is the religion of People's Temple? Well, that's the question. Isn't People's Temple a church group? What is the religion of People's Temple? Won't take a big deal. Second question. What are your days off? The hours you work? Now those that pass bonus questions are going to be out of the next test. One-to-one, you can make appeals to me about special things you're up to build this project, and I'm more than open. If your work is good and your knowledge of socialism is reasonable, in addition to that, suppose a close relative of yours offered to pay your way back to the United States for a vacation. At Christmas, would you go? I just gave you a warning about that just 5 seconds ago. Remember Fidel Castro's sister? Each of his relatives, how far they'll go? Fidel Castro's sister even assisted in the one plot to kill him. And she was his baby sister, and he took good care of her. Relative of yours offered to pay your way back to the Babylon, United States, for a vacation on Christmas, would you go? That was the last question. How can guys join the community? Doesn't take a lot here.
Five.
I have a letter here for you. measure on the enemy?
From one of your relatives, and they may even name the relative. Can I give it to you? What would you say?
Not just yes or no, but what would be your own answer? Or in one sentence, maybe. Next question. Why don't you spank children? Or do you spank children? Don't you think that a child should need to be spanked once in a while? Why don't you spank children? Or do you spank children? Don't you think that a child needs a spanking once in a while? They're clever with their questions. What do you do to people who don't keep the rules? The rules of the community. And how are these rules made up? Who decides what the rules are? What do you do to people when they don't keep the rules? You must do something. Why, and who make the rules? Who decides what rules are for the community? Next, the last question. Is there anything that you don't feel free to tell me? You can come over here and talk to me alone about any secrets that there might be here, because I won't tell anybody. Just interested in the community and how to help the community better. I'm talking like a CIA agent might be, whether he's in the name of the press or the embassy or acting like he's PNC. Anybody, those kind of questions should be taken with a great deal of caution.
Sure. What did I say? Is there anything you don't feel free to tell me out here in the public with all the people around about Jonestown? I understand I'm trying to help Jonestown, and he make up the rules for Jonestown. Huh? I don't know what number it is now, folks. I do not know.
All right, it's number 8.
It's 8.
Everybody, let's not be talking out. It's 8, okay? Now be quiet.
8, let's just don't be in the big hassle about that. I thought I was going slow enough that you could get the question. You can go over it again. Someone will have to give me the questions because I jumped around over some of the tough ones. I've left some of the tough ones out. You can really get some tough ones. You have to be prepared for anything. Don't you spank, choke, no, forget scratch. Why do we hear all these silly rumors and stories about Jonestown being a prison camp? Why do people want to say these things? Why do we hear these rumor stories about Jonestown, these silly rumors, and about from Jonestown being a prison camp? Why do people want to say these things? And what do you call Jim Jones? That's the last one. That's the last part of that. Be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. The CIA is trained very carefully. They'll act like your friend. They'll come in any of your relatives. We have reason to believe that a relative is coming here just for plane fare. That's how cheap they sell out their loved one. No more, because we're getting some cracks in the conspiracy now. You think you have prison camp conditions. They have to be grilled. The people doing the CIA work has to be grilled for 2 weeks, all night, all day, waking up and re-hypnotized. Sounds like they're the prison camp. John Freed said himself his relatives had sold him out. Don't trust relatives. Be careful. Because anybody's relatives can sell you out. Jesus' mother did. His closest friends. His brother John. He didn't show up, did he? Guess people don't give a damn when they don't show up when you're being executed, killed. I'd cry out, they'd have to kill me before they'd get to kill one of you.
There we go. You know, those are not long-winded. What happened at a Titan II missile site near Wichita, Kansas? You don't act like you don't know what that's about. My God, I think that's stuck in your mind like glue. Well, there were some things that came out about it, about people, livestock, and so forth. As of late afternoon, how many Nicaraguan, don't worry about spelling, leftists have been freed as political prisoners by the Sandinista Left Coalition, which includes Maoists, Muscovites, and Trotskyites? It's becoming more and more common in South America. All the socialists quit their fighting over who's for China, Russia, and even social democrats. Even businessmen are participating in it. Trade unions today. You got to hear this tape the extra time that several people sent a message, didn't you? I certainly will. As of late this afternoon, how many Nicaraguans, leftist, political prisoners, have been freed by the Sandinistas, S-A-N-D-I-N-I-S-T-A-S, liberation named after a great hero, Sandinista of Nicaragua, that was killed by U.S. capitalists. Nicaraguan, and where have they gone? Business people and all the left have participated in what's happening now, but the business community looks like it's going to force something to take place. That's a dreadful thing out of control in England. It's causing great concern because it helped fix the health, welfare, and life of England citizens. What is causing great concern today in England? Because it affects the very health and welfare and life of English people, how many and so forth, and what's it all about? Thank you. That's why I want to give some today's news, because the last thing they hear, they'll remember. I think, don't you? How many times the last thing you hear, you remember? Okay, I want to go and give you a chance at that. What? You didn't hear it. The damn thing's been blowing for about 3 hours. Oh, well, that explains. Okay, make the mark. That's a good reason. A good reason. I'll give you some extra questions for credit. That way that'll cover. I'll give you other questions having to do with other parts of the news. In case some others like you are out on various jobs and didn't get to hear it. Now shut up. You better regard Comrade Grubbs and shut up. We're trying to get a test. Say this, I think you can understand. Because it comes from last night. Why are we learning Russian? Я хочу мир. Я хочу мир. That's a good question. Я хочу мир. What's it mean? Ah! Shut up. Я хочу мир. I gave a background of it and how capitalism tried to do their usual lie about what it meant. Because one word can be taken two ways. The capitalist liars in the USA chose to take it two ways. Я хочу мир. Я хочу мир. I guess the more like it. Я хочу мир. The other part was why are we learning Russian? There's a new development last night as to why we are learning Russian. We sure want to spend a lot of time. How many spent time today trying to pick up some of that Russian? That's good. I'm glad to hear the hands. It isn't that bad, darlings, if you just keep at it. You'll do it on People's Rally. 45 minutes twice a week, and you'll be surprised.
You ought to hear Rodriguez go, Dad. He said it's just a lot like Spanish.
Well, if it's a lot like Spanish, Spanish is one of the easiest languages in the world. That's what Rodriguez says.
Here it goes. She knows a lot of those words you said last time.
Huh? Yeah. They'll probably put you in the deputy, make you a deputy for it's over there from our Jonestown, if they ever go there. I go to the theater, you said it just like it was. Some of an Italian, I think our Italian residents and the jurors would understand it. It would greatly impress them if we can later send in some tapes and when the doctors come, if they're willing to come all the way from Moscow, that's how much they regard us as valuable to the socialist movement. They won't ever see people outside their own embassy staff. The doctor never does it. Never. We are the first. They're sending them, and with all the equipment and the free medicine that I might need for the specialized tests to leave out everything.
I think you can be sure that the Russians are interested in us helping for whatever reasons. Who the hell gives a damn what the reasons are, as long as we get the help. Now, I did this yesterday, so this will help you too. What is the position of the South African government, the apartheid regime of Worcester, the Prime Minister, towards the Patriotic Front? Surprise move. It's surprise move. Yes, Martin. All right. What is the position? What stand is the South African government, the apartheid racist government? We saw the Wilby connection on the movie of how they keep people in concentration camps. But what surprising change has taken place? What is the position of the South African government towards the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front? Not only that, but Namibian SWAPU shows something about capitals. A lot of cues there. See if you pick up all those cues for that. Shows there's no security amongst capitalists. Like there's no honor among thieves. And no excuse here. We have some here, McInnes and Hines not taking the test. You must take the test. Someone will later come to you. There's no exclusions from the test. Everyone, we're equal here. Yes, sweetheart. A little louder, would you mind? Yes, sure, we understand. The moment they get through, they'll come. We'll do the same thing with the hands up. You know what I mean? Try to, you don't care about spelling though, just try to write it like you sound, like what you want to say. Oftentimes we understand, but they'll come later. Unfortunately, most of these questions are not confined to today's news alone. It's yesterday's too, if you heard it, in good shape. So I won't have to give any extra questions, I don't think. Because all this was the last night given also. Okay, what is the current, that means what's going on right now, the current situation, what's the right now situation in Rhodesia? That's what the white man calls it, but we who are black call it Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe. Now he controls the country and where some of the fighting is taking place. He's given them the ability to do some of the dirty work that they've been doing to Mozambique. Because the news said they're almost something today. The Rhodesian white government's almost something today due to the move of Union of South Africa, as capitalists always do. They don't mind selling out their mother. That's why you can't trust relatives. Anybody brought up in captives, you can't trust them. This proves it. These were long lost allies, long, long time allies, and these friends, that the Union of South African Whites and what is it, darling? I didn't catch you, sweetheart. You have to speak really loud. Zimbabwe. I think I'm right. See, is there anything you feel better about spelling? Z-I-M-B-A-B-W-E. W-E. W-E. It spells we on me. Don't worry about spelling. Some of the most brilliant people. I was said to have an IQ of 173. And spelling, I have trouble with spelling. I'm not going to kid you. I don't want you to feel threatened about that. That doesn't have a thing to do with your education. Sure, Ed, I'll be glad to. What is the current situation? That means what's happening right now in Rhodesia. That's just another name for Zimbabwe. About who controls the country and what, how much, where some of the fighting is taking place, and how they're able to fight it all right now. Shows something about USA. The openers show what USA is. And you know the thing about how captors sell out capitalists. Who sold them out? Whites don't even look after themselves. They won't even look after their mother. That's why you got to be suspicious of racists and the capitalists. You say, oh, my relatives wouldn't do it. We've had now about 50 cases of relatives selling out. Relatives right here. I'm talking about the ones we've made public. And some of your relatives have done it and you don't know it. They've made proceedings to try to put you in a mental institution. That's why you got to be careful to answer the questions like I tell you when people come. Because for some reason or another, we wanted to go to Russia and we were asked questions. I want you to learn how, because Russia's a great modern country. You get the best of arts, schools, education, and medical care, free dental care. It's a remarkable opportunity. We want Guyana to be our home. But they're talking like making us a community. That's where their talk is. They'd be just our community. So it's a good ace in the hole. You know what ace in the hole is. I know you old timers know that. Ace up your sleeve. I like all the aces up my sleeve I can get for you. I don't care about the tomorrow because I've read so many damn complaints. And don't you even believe one night after people's rally. How many people just, I don't know. I think some of you just like to test you. Then I think some other people, a few, are sadistic. They really are. I said, give me any complaint you have. By God, they did. 5 long typewritten pages, small print. That was due to my good secretaries like, I don't know who, I guess Christine and others, Vanetta, who wrote the damn things up. It's a goddamn mess. People just like to test you to test you to the end of the wall. And really, if you let me alone, I could help create money-making ways for this place. But I can't handle this. Only so many hours in a day. Yes, what was the question? I need to yell a little louder, would you? The second question. Now, I'm going to need some help on that because I jumped around. I didn't give you the toughest questions, but what days off do you have, and how many hours do you work each day? They'd probably say it very sweet and say, oh, you're a lovely lady. You look very nice in your dress. I've come here to help you. You ought to watch the silvery tongue. That drips with honey,
but behind it is the blood of the people. I don't mind as long as these kindly people. Fortunately, Professor Chop took the questions down that will enable me to tell you, because I jumped over some of the more difficult things. It's not on here, but I think would catch the ear today, because it signifies Soviet Union is not made up of hot air. You know, Soviet Union has certain allies. That means friends. Vietnam is one of them. What did the Vietnamese do that small country to China today? It fits in with something else. That's all you have to have. But it fits in with something else. The Soviet Union said she could do to China last night, I told you about. I even told you, I think, about, and maybe I didn't yesterday, about what the Vietnamese did. China started, but as of this hour, I'll look at the last news I just got before I left, I don't think there's any change in the results. That brave little people, tough as hell. What did the brave little Vietnamese do to China today? And what does it show about the Soviet Union, the Vietnamese close friends? Vietnam is a close friend of the Soviet Union. Must have had some feeling of strong backing. Must be some belief also, because China didn't take certain moves that any nation would if this would happen. They must believe what the Soviet Union said yesterday that they were capable of doing to China. And I've laid it out like a map. Now, you just remember how much you can know, what did you hear, and how much you put on paper. It's a test of retention. It's really a favor to you, because I want to see how many people need those kinds of help. Because we don't like to put people in class. It kind of just makes distinction. There shouldn't be, because some of our best workers end up in extra classes. Namibia. More than 4,000 troops have been transferred to Namibia. Troops made up of the African friends, Zambia and Mozambique, and also Cuban troops are thought to be present. The president of SWAPI, Southwest African People's Organization, that's connected with Namibia, thanked USSR, the Soviet Union, for assistance in Namibia. It's even thought that Soviet troops are present in Namibia to guarantee that Africa will keep her word, because she made a recent sellout. That'll answer an earlier question I just gave. 6 more states are sending delegates to Ethiopia to show their support for Ethiopia in their battle against Somalia and Eritrea at the Horn of Africa. Some Vietnamese died, but many more at the Chinese and Vietnamese border incident. Vietnam has moved into Chinese territory. There again, you ought to have heard something. They're starting by attacking Vietnamese border guards with knives and clubs, but Vietnam attacked back strongly. China continually reprimands, and China continually has reprisals against all of its critics, says Radio Moscow. Constant state of fear to prevent any rebellion against the despotism, the dictatorship aspects of the Chinese government, particularly in foreign policy, though they've done wonderful things, China has, in their own nation, domestically, to build a pure kind of socialism. The World Conference on Racism, backed by the United Nations, and over 120 countries, meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, have denounced Israel and the USA for their blatant, that means open racism. Approved results of Czechoslovakia and USSR in the Crimean meetings. They have joined in a united front against all enemies of the socialist bloc, the Warsaw Pact, who are friends or allies of the Soviet Union. Peking, it's the capital of China, is aggravating in international relations. The World Conference Against Racism, as I told you, UN-backed in Geneva, Switzerland, voted to end discrimination against Palestinians immediately. 120 to 130 countries have participated, and they agreed unanimously. That means they all agreed to end discrimination by the Jews and USA who are backing Zionist Israel, because it's not the Jews. Half of Israel is made up of Jews these days who don't even like their government. They vote for USA to boycott, stop trade with Israel, and all of the 125 countries are not going to conduct any kind of trade, commerce, bartering, exchange of goods, no trade. Concrete ways to eliminate racism have been spelled out. There has been an attempt by the USA to try to weaken the anti-racist struggle by Israeli nationalists, USA corporation leaders, and the South African regime. Imperialism. Multinational corporations that rule the United States and some 66% of the world, NATO countries, those are the allies, the lackeys of USA, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, are toying now out of necessity, much to the displeasure of USA, Africa to the Africans. Partly this is being done to try to get Cuba and the Soviet Union out, and has helped the black nations to free themselves. But there's a feeling that there's a rift, a division coming in parts of NATO, which would be
China's doctrine of three worlds at work. That was one of her aims, to get the second world, the European NATO nations, capitalist nations, to break away from the USA. The NATO countries specifically state this in reference to Zaire, Chad, and West Sahara. Now, Chad and West Sahara are clearly in the hands of U.S. imperialists and her friends, her allies. But Zaire is gaining more and more freedom to the degree that it's joined in a peaceful relation with with Angola, which indeed is Moscow, because Moscow's Angola's best friend. They built a railway between each other. Tremendous breakthrough for peace. Pan-African force to neutralize imperialist aggression. A Pan-African peacekeeping army made up of all the African nations of that richest continent on earth and the largest one, to stop U.S. aggression and her allies. Communist parties of South Africa have boldly stepped forward to criticize China as being against the worldwide struggle for liberation. August 25 will be Namibian Day. Namibia is next to Africa and is due to have its independence by the end of this year. 10 or 15 years ago, Namibia was in the hands of South Africa, but the pocket that it was for the Western nations, that means Western means USA capitalism and her NATO capitalist allies,